You're listening to SBS News.
Scott Morrison is attending the Pacific Island Forum meeting on Wednesday in Tuvalu to discuss how best to secure the region's future. For Pacific Island nations, this means dealing with climate change, with pressure already on Australia to increase its emissions reduction goal and to step away from coal. Pacific policy expert Tess Newton-Cain says it's likely to be the main issue dominating the forum.
I think we've already heard from the Prime Minister of Fiji and the Prime Minister of Tuvalu, and we'll be hearing from others, that whilst everyone recognises that Australia plays a very important part when it comes to disaster response as a result of climate events, and whilst Australia is investing a lot in adaptation and resilience, where Australia is seen to be missing in action is when it comes with cutting emissions.
Tuvalu is made up of 9 small coral islands and is at the forefront of climate change, with fears such islands could be uninhabitable as early as 2030 due to rising sea levels. Mr. Morrison announced last week a pledge to end recycling exports to countries where the waste is at risk of ending up in waterways, as proof of Australia's commitment to a cleaner Pacific. Mr. Morrison also says investments in other projects will help the region deal with climate change. But Labor's spokesperson for international development and the Pacific, Pat Conroy, says Australia should go further.
They've already signalled that they are rejecting the pleas of our Pacific family to lift our climate change ambition. And clearly the announcement around taking action on recycling on the weekend, which is important, it's clearly an attempt to distract people from their lack of commitment on climate change.
Australia's emissions reduction target remains at 26 to 28% of 2005 levels by 2030, with the use of credits from previous agreements to reach that goal. Mr. Conroy says Australia's commitment should include agreeing not to use Kyoto Agreement carryover units, which he says make Australia's climate change targets even easier to achieve. New Zealand has traditionally been in agreement with Australia at similar forums, but its climate policies are now going in a different direction, with New Zealand having an ambitious target of net zero emissions by 2050. Ms. Cain believes New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is likely to play a key role at the forum.
Up until now, we've seen fairly clear statements from New Zealand that they are more aligned with the Pacific states than possibly with Australia, but obviously diplomatic engagements can be a bit fluid at a time like this. So I think Australia will be hoping that New Zealand will be able to provide them with some support. I'm not sure that they can rely completely on New Zealand for that. New Zealand has its own new engagement with the region, the Pacific Reset. And if it was to be seen to be moving towards the Australian position when it comes to climate change, I think that would undermine basic underpinning for that program in New Zealand.
Fiji's Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama is expected to have a significant voice when he makes his return this year to the forum, warning the smaller nations not to let Australia water down climate commitments that come from the forum. Regional security issues relating to China's presence in the region are expected to bubble in the background, as well as labour, mobility and health issues within the region. But it's likely discussion will steer back to climate concerns. Dr. Simon Bradshaw, Oxfam, Australia's climate change policy advisor, is currently in Tuvalu ahead of the forum.
So I'm sure Scott Morrison will come with something. Perhaps it'll be more funding for climate resilient infrastructure in the region or for climate change adaptation. That will certainly be welcome, but it's not going to appease Pacific Islander leader community concerns.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.